these two. Catch the series premiere of Patty Stanger, The Matchmaker. Then,
this is Lovers and Liars.
It's the new dating show that asks the questions.
It's up to these three guys to figure out who is who.
Who will fall in love?
These men have no idea what we're capable of.
And who will fall for the lies?
I don't know if I'm terrified or turned on.
Lovers and Liars. After Patty Stanger, The Matchmaker, series premieres all new Thursday on The CW.
Thursday at 8 on The CW Las Vegas.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Nevada State Police keeping a good, doing a good job of keeping things moving on I-15 southbound through the resort corridor. That accident that was blocking the left lane just before Sahara has been moved out of the travel lane. So looking better through the area now. Just the normal delays taking over on I-15 both directions between 95 and Tropicana. No accidents actually being reported on the freeways at this time. Got a new one, though, on the west side on Decatur southbound just before 95. And wrapping up one on the east side at the intersection of Bonanza and Lamb. A little bit warmer today under Sunday's clear sunny skies. Temperature is going to go to the upper 70s this afternoon. Only 55 degrees right now, and the winds are still here, a little bit less than yesterday, up around 25 miles per hour. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over the course of the last couple of months, a lot of people have been asking Donald J. Trump about his views on abortion, and he has tiptoed through the tulips pretty well. Yesterday, he released a four-minute video, and in fact, I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut one. We're going to do a little change of plans here, give you so that you can hear the entire statement by Donald J. Trump in his own words, his position on abortion, IVF, and other things. This was Donald J. Trump, cut one, yesterday. Go.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights. especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is, the baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people. I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently and very sadly a nation in decline. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone, we have to work together. We have to bring our nation back from the brink, and that's where it is. It's at the brink, and we will. We will do it. I promise you, we will do it. Always go by your heart, but we must win. We have to win. We are a failing nation, but we can be a failing nation no longer. We will make our nation great. We will make our nation greater than ever before. Thank you very much.
Donald J. Trump yesterday, a video released to Truth Social. And I'll simply tell you, he didn't plow any new ground. There's no, 6 weeks, 15 weeks, any of that. The one thing we do know is that this is exactly what Roe v. Wade, the nullification of Roe v. Wade, essentially says it's going to the states. Some states are going to be more strict than others. Simply put, we did not plow any new ground yesterday on Donald J. Trump. And of course, the left is making this a big deal that they were looking for something they could, 6 weeks, 15 weeks. No weeks. I mean, that's essentially what they were looking for. They didn't get it, and they're really ticked off about it. Coming up, Caroline Leavitt and what she thought of the speech by the president, the former president of the United States. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Are your taste buds tired of the same routine? Well, folks, fire up those taste buds, because it's time for Smoky Pig Barbecue's authentic homestyle Q with all the fixings. That's right. There's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering with friends and family and savoring slow-smoked meats from Smoky Pig and enjoying the good old days. We talking tender ribs falling off the bone, burgers piled high with all the fixings, and chicken so good it'll have you singing the blues. Don't forget our incredible brisket, a 12-hour smoke just for you. Add to that our famous appetizer for snacking with a beer and family, and our great sides and desserts. Everything from scratch like you like it. Barbecue ain't just about food. It's about creating memories. It's about friends and family having smiles that last long after the last bite is gone. So, don't let another weekend pass you by. Head down to Smoking Pig Barbecue, because a good barbecue brings people together, and that's something to celebrate. 4379 North Las Vegas Boulevard, or call 725-777-3988. Smoking Pig Barbecue. Man, that's good. Get some now.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
At Meineke, doing car care right means their Meineke certified technicians fix whatever your car needs. We fix it right and back it up with our nationwide warranties. Brakes? They do that. Tires? Yep, they do that. Engine repairs, air conditioning, tune-ups, suspension, alignments, oil changes, Meineke does it all. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
She was on with us last week, and she'd been on a couple of times already. Then I see her on cable news yesterday. This was Caroline Leavitt, the national press secretary for the Trump 2024 campaign, and her reaction to the Trump statement on abortion. Now, I will say this before we go to the tape. People on the left were really disappointed. They were hoping that he would come up with 15 weeks, 6 weeks, somewhere in between. And essentially all he said is, this is all going to be determined by the people in the states, which is the way it should be. That is essentially what all the talk of Roe v. Wade was about. Going away from that, essentially it said hey, the states will determine how they want to operate when it comes to abortion. That's all it says. Nothing more. And yet Democrats keep wanting to play the abortion card. They're going to do it in this election cycle. Just wait and see. This was Caroline Leavitt yesterday on Fox, National Press Secretary for Trump 2024. Here it is.
I think President Trump's statement was spot on, and it's where the majority of Americans stand on this issue. He promised last week he would put out a statement, promises made, promises kept. The American people heard from him today, and what he said is this, that he supports the rights of states to decide on this issue. He wants the people to have the say. He wants it to be up to the will of the people, and that's exactly what the Dobbs decision did. It returned this issue back to the states, back to those closest to us in our state legislatures. Now, the president has always strongly supported exceptions on this issue of abortion for life of the mother, for rape, and for incest, which, again, the majority of Americans also support that. And President Trump was also right to call out the Democrats, who are the radicals on this issue of abortion. Joe Biden and the Democrats support aborting an unborn baby up until the moment of birth. Many Democrats have also expressed abortion beyond that state, after the child is born and laying on the hospital bed. That is infanticide. That is execution, as President Trump called it in his statement. And Joe Biden and the Democrats also support taxpayer-funded abortions, forcing the American people to fund abortions when largely most Americans disagree with it. And so President Trump has a common sense position on this issue. He, of course, is so proud to be the president that helped overturn the Dobbs decision, which again returned this issue back to the states. The Democrats love to lie about what that did, but it actually returned the choice on this issue back to we the people.
Okay, so do you think the president should have stated, because this is, again, this just, he released the video about 25 minutes ago. The media is going to pick this up, and today it's going to be that Trump didn't say that he supports a 15-week ban. Should he have included something like that in the speech, even if, you know, as president, it's not up to the president? The Supreme Court made it clear that it's up to the states. Do you think that should have been in there for people to hear?
No, I think that this is where the president stands. This is where his heart is, and he believes in states' rights, and that's where his position lies, and that's where he'll continue to support when he's back in the White House.
Caroline Leavitt, who was on, that was Newsmax, not Fox, and I apologize for that. Speaking of Newsmax, Naftali Bennett is the former Israeli prime minister, and I caught him yesterday on Newsmax with a message, essentially a message for Congress as they prepare to come back from 2 weeks Easter recess. This I thought was a fascinating message to members of Congress on aid to Israel. This is cut number three. Go.
You don't compare the numbers. It's not a numbers game. It's about the fact that we have Hamas, which is, had a state on our border, on Israel's border, not thousands of miles away, but on our border. It went in and massacred young babies, moms, dads, the worst atrocities that we've seen for many years. And it says it's going to do it again until they destroy Israel. So we really have no choice. The only policy that makes sense is doing away with Hamas. Now, we're doing it as carefully as we can. We have fairly low deaths of civilians compared to deaths of militants. We're at a ratio of 1 to 1.5 for every terrorist. Unfortunately, 1.5 civilians gets killed. This is the lowest ever. I mean, internationally, in all global crises, we're talking about 1 to 9. In Afghanistan, it was 1 to 3, 1 to 4, depending on who you ask. So we're being as cautious as we can, but there's a double standard against Israel, and we're being asked to do the impossible, which is to defeat Hamas while they're hiding behind their own families.
Talk to me about the aid as well. You know, a lot of aid is going there. There's, of course, a lot of questions surrounding the World Kitchen Organization and UNRWA as well, the United Nations Relief Aid. You know, we found out that some of the people, some of those aid workers participated multiple reports that they participated in the October 7th massacre. So all of this aid that should be going to the innocents, who's really stopping that aid from getting to the right people? Is it Israel or is it the Hamas terrorists?
It's absolutely Hamas. There's no limitation on the amount of aid that's entering Gaza. The problem is that Hamas is intercepting that aid. And as regards to the World Central Kitchen, this is an unfortunate event, of course, but the criticism that Israel is getting for this is way out of proportion to anything we've ever seen.
Right, the aid workers that were killed accidentally during an airstrike, and two IDF soldiers, they were dismissed. They were dismissed, but friendly fire, unfortunately, this happens all the time, especially in times of war. So, again, I'm sorry, I just wanted to clarify so people understood what we were talking about.
No, absolutely. You know, when I'm asked about this event, you know, I'll ask you back. There was a place called Kunduz in Afghanistan where there was a hospital of Doctors Without Borders. Mm-hmm. And America mistakenly bombed this hospital, killed 42 civilians, including patients, including volunteers. No one's heard of it. You're not aware of it. I'll ask anyone.
No.
Or Baruz in Syria, where the coalition against ISIS bombed in 2019, killed 64 innocent people. No one knows about Baruz or Kunduz, but everyone knows about the seven people that were killed mistakenly. We took responsibility, but that's what happens in war, especially in a war where Hamas is using and deliberately using these aid people to hide behind them, to hide under them, to have terror tunnels under them. And this is their methodology. So there's a double standard against Israel, which is unacceptable. And there are people who are using this unfortunate event to try and stop Israel from winning the war.
Naftali Bennett, the former Israeli prime minister on Newsmax, weighing in with I think, kind of a call to arms for Congress. Congress is going to be asked to opine on the idea of more military aid for Ukraine and for Israel. Interesting how a lot of folks are getting excited about this whole idea of aid for Israel. I think we need to stand side by side with Israel, and anybody who is siding against that, to me, is siding with Hamas, and that's not right. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, Marsha Blackburn, senator from Tennessee, who will be on the ballot, will join us. She just came back from the border. All that and more, Tuesday edition, Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Tuesday, it will be the dirtiest presidential campaign in history. Pigs won't fly, but they will be ecstatic with the mud flow. Already Adolf Hitler, a.k.a. Donald Trump, has a featured role, as does Demented Joe, the incumbent. It wasn't that long ago that President Bush the Younger personally welcomed Barack Obama to the White House with a warm personal chat and a nice beverage. That will not happen in January 2025, as political vitriol is going to reach an all-time high during the campaign. President Biden will not debate, so don't expect any face-to-face insults. It will be a verbal hand grenade affair from afar. And the exposition will be vivid. Mr. Trump has already called Mr. Biden the worst president in history. Senile, lazy, stupid, corrupt, a drooler, a nitwit, and a snolly goster. Not to be outdone, the president describes or implies that Trump is sick, a Nazi, a racist, a miscreant, a vulgarian, corrupt, a traitor, and a climate denier. Biden says his likely opponent would impose fascism on America, perhaps even relaunch U-boats. Democracy works best when there is robust debate and a concentration on problem solving. It starts to wobble when hatred dominates. Get ready for the wobble. Back after this. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what did you think of the eclipse, the solar eclipse yesterday? I was a little underwhelmed. I think people got really excited about it. People were throwing parties and baking cakes and creating T-shirts with a solar eclipse on it. I think it's great. I watched the Fox News and CNN coverage as it went from Mazatlan, Mexico, to Dallas, up towards Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was fun. It was something that was kind of a unifying force for the country. And for one day, the fake news media quit bashing on Trump. I thought that was good. I thought it showed that the fake news media is capable of doing that from time to time. Usually it's some sort of national disaster that forces them into, you know, different types of coverage. I thought it was good that for one day we talked about the eclipse and nothing else. That was good. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Don't forget, coming up 8:05, Captain Sam Brown will join us. He's running for the U.S. Senate. He wants to unseat Jackie Rosen. And don't we all? Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Tell your dreams to me, that you see will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.